this one was, I got a story to tell you about this one.
This is Greg Morris, a landscaper out in Truro. He's driving me around to show me some of the yards he's worked on, and we've just pulled over by a little house with a wide, flat lawn.
This was a 16-foot hole. It was all a gully in here. So I told the woman, I said, listen, just go away for a little while. Go away for a couple of days. When I come back, you'll be happy. So she came back a day early. And I was dumping sand in here, and she got behind my wheels. She says, I don't want any more dirt. I can't stand it. I said, you better go away for a couple more days. So when she come back, she was so shocked. It was so pretty.
Greg ignores what is maybe the service industry's most basic rule. The customer is always right. While other landscapers ask for their client's approval on every rock and shrub, Greg has a different approach.
I don't do contracts, and I don't draw plans. I just start, and I just rip it up and put it back together. Some people get really nervous because, you know, that's their home. I just like when people say, go ahead and do what you want, you know, and be creative.
Greg's a native Cape Codder, and he's lived in Truro pretty much his whole life.
I lived in Vermont for a little while, but there was no ocean there, so I didn't like it very much.
Landscaping is actually Greg's second career. He first started working at age 11, building foundations for houses, and he kept that job for 20 years.
I thought I was going to be a concrete guy all my life.
But by the time he was in his 30s, Greg was sick of his job. He wanted to be more creative, and he'd helped on some small landscaping jobs in the past, so he decided to try it out full time. His first major project was for a childhood friend who'd moved back to Truro after getting rich on Wall Street.
And he built this monster house, and he says, okay, Greg, go for it. And so I did.
After that first job, his business started to grow just by word of mouth. Now, Greg's got a loyal following of customers who are happy to have him come try out his ideas in their yards. When he's working on a project, Greg's more of an artist than a contractor. He spends every day experimenting, seeing what he can create out of plants and rocks.
I love rocks.
Rocks are Greg's specialty, and he's picky about them. He gets his boulders shipped from a guy in Connecticut.
He knows what I like, something out of the fields, you know? So it looks like they're really, really old. You know, see the groove in that one? It's beautiful.
The rock Greg's talking about here is sitting in a square, glassy pool of water beside a client's front porch.
I said, why don't we put some nice boulders in there? And I wanted to float one, see? See how, like, that rock is floating?
That's stunning. The rock really does look like it's floating. It's a kind of whimsical touch I've seen in his other projects, too. Like in a group of 12 heathers he planted at another house.
One of them blooms every month of the year. They bloom, you know, in January, February. They're all different colors. Reds, the whites, the purples.
Because Greg doesn't use contracts, he's able to focus on making each yard as beautiful as he can.
If you give somebody a contract, you're always rushing to make the money. And you kind of just try to blow it out, you know. But I give it a lot of thought and a lot of love.
At the end of the day, when he's done with his work, Greg goes back to relax in his own yard, which, of course, he designed himself.
I've landscaped this place probably 4 or 5 times. I used to have ponds. Everybody loved my ponds. But I live alone now, and the maintenance is crazy. So I filled all the ponds in, all my beautiful flower beds. I got rid of them. I just want to make things natural. I got that tree, the beautiful one out there, the maple. And I took everything, all the flowers and everything out just so that it could be a specimen tree. That's all you need, a tree and a piece of grass, you know?
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Lauren Black.